Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome in, President Trump. Still, I'm not sure if it's a news conference or more the president talking. Let me dip in for a moment, and then we'll get started. If I'm not sure if this is still in Iran or not.
Millions and millions of people pouring into our country now. That I mean, I'm not even sure I can believe this number is zero, but it is given out by Democrats or Democrats from the last. And they rated for the last 9 months, we had zero people come.
OK, the president has moved on to something else. But a lot that he said there on Iran, will process all of it now. Bill O'Reilly's here at 12:15. Bill O'Reilly put Khamenei in the most evil people in world history. And the reason he did that, I mean, we're talking Hitler, Stalin, Mao, etc., is if he had the capability, he would have done what they did. That's how evil he was. All right, that's one thing. But you can see the enormity of this to determine where we are and what happens next. Now, several polls out today are remarkably low as far as support. On my own, I put two things up. Were you on board with this? Was the first one. A lot of votes on Twitter came out to about 67% on board. Now, remember, these are in the main probably Trump supporters. And then I put up last night or yesterday, are we safer now? Which I think we are. But again, it was only around 67%. The couple of polls that are out there, the support is in the range of 29 to 35 across various polls. Democrats, and again, you can see the strategy here. And given what else do they have, you know what they're linking this to? Of course, they're saying the usual things, erratic, chaos, and all that stuff. Of course. That's one watchword, but buried in there. And here is one just to make the point, and so I don't forget to play this. Here is, this is Shanine. This is cut 18, Henry. She's retiring from New Hampshire. Listen to what she says the president should be doing. And I'm playing you this to tell you where they're going to go on this. If they get traction, if things don't go, so far they've gone really well. But seeing the Iranian people rise up, even given how they've been hit, I'm not betting on that at this point. I don't know that that's going to happen. President Trump talking about 4 weeks or so, and that would be necessary to really set them back. Listen to Shanine, though. Not just chaos, not just reckless. They're going to hammer this theme, and they're smart to do it because they have nothing else. Affordability, cost of living. Here's what she said.
We learned overnight that three F-15 fighter jets were shot down by Kuwaiti air defense. Friendly fire, apparently. Here's some video right now of one of those crashes, apparently. Luckily, we are told that none of the pilots, none of the people on board were killed. They all managed to eject safely. But the F-15 here, by some estimates, I've seen estimates that they cost $30 million apiece, all the way up to $100 million apiece. It just gets to the issue of the cost of this conflict. What will Congress's role be? Or should it be, do you think, in overseeing that aspect of it?
Well, there's a reason why our founding fathers, when they established the Constitution, gave Congress the ability to declare war, because they didn't want one individual in the leader of the country to have that authority. And so that's why Congress has this power. We're going to have a war powers resolution before the Senate this week. So we'll see how Congress votes. But right. As you point out, one thing that hasn't been explained yet to the American people is, what is the cost of this war going to be? We already know that gas prices are going to go up. The American people are already concerned about cost of living and how the administration is addressing that. Mm-hmm. And what we've heard from the president is, more wars, more conflicts, no effort to address the cost of living.
See, this is where they're going to go back to again and again and again and again. Is it going to be effective enough? Well, when you have nothing else, the only thing you can count on is hatred of Trump coming out in the midterms. You got to tack something on, and this is what they're going to tack on. By the way, the president now taking part in the Medal of Honor ceremony with the people that were named at the State of the Union. So it's an auspicious day to be doing that. But I am not sure where the average person is as far as support for this at this point to make the case, because they recognize this is a lot more difficult than Venezuela. Okay, and this will be picked apart up and down the line. Now, here is John Carl from ABC. This is cut six. He got to talk to Tucker Carlson, and Tucker Carlson is beyond sickening me. There's this group of people that are anti-Israel, and they're making the case. They're using Charlie Kirk. They're using his legacy up and down the line that Israel is wagging the American dog here, you know. The tail wagging the dog. That's the case you're going to hear a whole lot. And that's why we did this. It's always about Israel. A guy named Cenk Unger, the Young Turks, really got singed over the weekend for praising the Ayatollah, saying he stood on his own 2 feet. He wasn't going to bow to, did he say, the U.S.? No, to Israel. Get it? That's where these guys are going. So all these right-wing influencers, a lot of them anyhow, they don't know what to do here, and their influence. They're trying to feel the water. I think the case is there to do this. Question is, regime change, we know how difficult that is. But how many years have we talked about Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon? And in addition to that, their long-range ballistic missiles were getting better. You can see they've been hitting all kinds of targets with them. They would be an existential threat to us. So I know we took out their nuclear apparatus, but the people that are crazed to get a nuclear weapon, they were on the march still to do it again. Now, President Trump, in one conversation, said 49 Iranian leaders were taken out. So we'll see on that. But listen to this, John Carl, after talking with Tucker Carlson. Cut six.
I've reached out to several of the president's most prominent supporters in his movement to get the reaction to this momentous decision to launch a wide-scale attack on Iran. I just heard back from Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson, of course, spoke at the president's convention in 2024. He's been a frequent visitor at the White House. In fact, he was at the White House just last week. So I wanted to know what Tucker Carlson, who has long opposed the idea of another war in the Middle East, what he thought of this. And his answer, he told me of the president's decision is, quote, absolutely disgusting and evil. This is Tucker Carlson, who was at the White House just last week, said that the decision to go to war with Iran is absolutely disgusting and evil. Now, that's just one person, a prominent one in Trump's movement. But this is a momentous and potentially defining or maybe redefining move for President Trump. He got into politics in part promising to end what he called forever wars. He was harshly critical of the war with Iraq. He claimed that he had always been against it. And now he finds himself starting what could be a major conflict with Iran.
All right, it is a major conflict, but I don't see Trump in any way, shape, or form. Now, whether after blood has been spilled on the American side, he'll do what he has to do to really degrade them, meaning their capabilities, we'll see. 4 weeks, they might be able to do it. The president today, and I'm in a camp that says, I guess he's got to say this, I don't like it. He wouldn't rule out boots on the ground. If Trump puts boots on the ground in this effort, that's the thing, I think, that would lose some of the base. If it's like this, if we engage in it in this manner, I don't see that happening. I don't think it's going to collapse anything. All right, Bill O'Reilly is back tonight on News Nation doing the old show for a whole week. And he's the one that put Khamenei and the most evil in American history in one of his latest books. Bill O'Reilly next here with Dom, 855-839-1210. You get in on Talk Radio 1210. Dom.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, Stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Big issues, big guests. And I mentioned to you, a little while back, Bill O'Reilly's book, Confronting Evil, how the Iranian leader was included in there. We explained the reason why. But Bill O'Reilly with us today. It's a big week for him. The O'Reilly factor back, as I understand it, tonight. We'll get to that in a moment. Let's go to Bill. Bill, welcome back. And your crystal ball played out that you had the Iranian leader as one of the worst of the worst.
Yeah, I mean, he is. So on the cover of Confronting Evil is the original Ayatollah Khomeini, and now his successor is dead. And what's amazing about the story is how stupid is this guy? All right, I mean, Trump basically saying to him, look, and this comes after Maduro, if you don't make a treaty, which means you give up your ballistic missile capacity and you stop researching nukes, then you're going to die. And these guys just don't believe it. I mean, no. And so he's dead. And the world is a better place.
Yeah, we would agree. The Washington Post and New York Times might not. You've seen, of course, their obit, the headlines at least, the Washington Post, even worse, Bill. That word evil, we've talked about it before. The modern media, and it's just they cannot accept the morality of the word evil. They are billing these guys as maybe a dictator here and there, but not ultimate evil.
Not really. If Biden had made the play, they would have supported it. These are disingenuous people that work at these major urban newspapers. They're not people who are evaluating things the way they are. They're people who are trying to forward an ideology and hoist it upon the American people. So if Biden, and that would never happen, of course, because Biden had no idea what was going on, number one, and number two, his far-left masters want turbulence. The more turbulence there is in a world, the better it is for the far-left in America, because it destabilizes, and that's what they want. They want the capitalistic government to fall and be replaced by socialism. This is a bigger picture situation. But if Biden had ordered strikes against Iran, the Washington Post and New York Times would have supported it. And that's what people need to know, that none of this stuff is coming out of genuine conscience except the Pope. He's the one exception of all of this stuff, that when you see the dissent against Trump, it's 100% across the board. Whatever Trump does, the Democratic Party and the far left are going to condemn. It doesn't matter what he does. Mm-hmm. And once you get to that point, that rational discussion then leaves the building.
Bill, I don't think this is about regime change in the mind of Trump. You've written the book. You know him 40 years. You have the pipeline to them. I don't think he would think that way and get caught up in a forever war. But it is different than going in and taking Maduro out. You can see the repercussions. Oil, things of that nature, they hit how many other countries? So what's the end game here, do you think, in the mind of President Trump?
Well, 3 weeks ago, I talked to him extensively about this. And it was on a telephone call late at night. And he, at that point, wanted a treaty. He said, wouldn't a treaty be better for the world and for the USA? I said, yeah. And I said, but it's going to be very difficult for you to get these mullahs to give up their weaponry. They're just not going to do it because they think that makes them powerful. And, you know, we went back and forth about what the treaty would entail. But he sincerely did not want to use military action against Iran because he understands that people will die. And, you know, whether you like him or not, he's not a warmonger, Dick Cheney-like guy. That's not who he is. But it comes a point where, you know, this is the deal and you should take it. And Maduro said no, and Maduro will never see freedom again. And then the mullah is conversing with Allah, I guess, right this moment.
What sense do you have, though, Bill? I mean, I don't have a sense that we have taken out or that we're going to see an uprising or anything of that nature. Do you have a sense that their leadership now is going to want to play ball? Trump said they want to talk. We'll talk.
Well, they don't really have much choice. So the Iranian defense mechanism doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
If they had any capacity to fight back, they would have used it. They don't. They don't have any pilots who will fly. Their ordnance is limited. They can't defend themselves. So Trump today, just a few moments ago, said, look, this thing could last for a while. And our goal is to make sure that Iran cannot threaten the world ever again. And that's what's going to happen. Now, as far as internally, nobody knows. I mean, there are a bunch of clerics running around. I could run the government just like that woman in Venezuela. But they don't really run the government. They do what the United States tells them to do. In Venezuela, there's no, when Caracas wants to do something, they have to get permission from the United States to do it. And that's what the USA wants to impose in Iran. So no matter who runs it, if they're going to do something, they got to get the U.S. to sign off on it. And I think that's doable. I just don't know how quickly.
Is it wise, though, you know that, and I agree with you on it, is it wise to tell the American public that? Why the lines about to rise up, regime change and all that? Because that allows the media then. Bill, I think the polling is not good on this at this point. Not sure why. Even my own Twitter, people that support Trump, it was only about 67% support it. It's in the high 20s to 30s support across the country. Is it people don't have information, the media? Why is that, do you think?
The information flow is scant. People don't follow what's happening in Iran. They don't really know. We are living in a, you know, USA-centrist society here. We don't have a lot of people that are paying attention to world events. So whenever there's shock and awe and they're not expecting it, as people weren't on Saturday morning, then their instinct is, well, this isn't good.
Mm-hmm.
But I think those polls will even out, particularly if the administration can show some significant gains.
So, Bill, tonight you're on News Nation, the Cuomo show. Is it the O'Reilly factor again? Are you putting in everything? Because I've been on that, and I can tell you the grilling is tough. Yeah.
Originally, Cuomo was set to go to Israel, and I was going to take the hour on Wednesday from him.
Okay.
But now he couldn't get out, so we're going to postpone the resurrection of the O'Reilly factor. But it will happen. It will happen. It's just a shame because this was a casualty of the Iranian bombing. But I had some lineup, boy. I'll tell you, it would have been a lot of buzz and a very, very interesting program. But you got to be nimble. This is the big story. All Americans should be locked in and evaluating what's happening and what's good for their country. You know, one of the things that I tell my audience is I'm not a knee-jerk, you know, everything Trump does is great. That's not me. He yells at me all the time. And I'm now a little bit worried about the terror aspect of the unintended consequences about the Iranian action. And we already saw it in Austin. And, you know, this stuff, there are a lot of nuts out there. And they can use this to create some kind of havoc. So people should be prepared for that. I don't think it's going to be a worldwide situation. I don't see China stepping up in favor of Iran or even Putin. So I don't think that's going to be a problem. But here in the United States, because of the incredible open border situation we had for 4 years. There's some bad people. And, you know, we have to all be not expecting it per se, but considering the possibility of terrorism here.
The book that we talked about with the Ayatollah bill, and, you know, again, we talked about why he didn't kill as many people, because he didn't have the power to do that. Certainly these guys would use anything if they got it. That's the difference, and I agree with you. That's why you had him in the book. Where do we go for all
you
things?
Bet.
Where do we go for all things Bill O'Reilly, the book, your show, everything else? Where do we go?
BillO'Reilly.com is where we live. We have a tremendous YouTube presence now, YouTube.com/O'Reilly. I mean, it's amazing the growth in YouTube. I do two commentaries a week on it. It's free. So you just get there. What we do is we post on BillO'Reilly.com throughout the 24-hour day cycle. And, you know, it's been very good, as you know, and we appreciate your helping us out, Dom, on it. But we're living in a country where it's not easy to get honest news coverage. Simple as that. It is not easy, and we do provide that.
Absolutely. Bill, thank you so much. Going to hardly wait for the O'Reilly Factor. I tell listeners all the time, the times I was on, once you couldn't get at Tom Corbett, since I had Corbett every month, you came through me, so that's part of the factor.
You bet, Dom. Thank you very much for having me today.
Take care, Bill.
Bye.
Bill O'Reilly here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, 855-839-1210. The polling is not good on this at this point. You heard his take, and you heard what the president talked with him about 3 weeks ago. All right. Is this a Venezuelan type of situation, though? You heard O'Reilly give us something not out there, meaning there would be leadership there that's authoritarian, like in Venezuela, but they play ball and they're not threatening. I don't know about that. Given the religious fanaticism, I don't think you get that here. That's one of the reasons they can't have a nuclear weapon. This is bigger than taking out Venezuela or anything like that. You could see the repercussions already. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Are we safer? Well, arguing their ballistic missiles now, by the time all this is done, will be crushed. Their nuclear aspirations might be crushed, and that they know what will happen if they proceed toward that by taking out the very people that still, even after we took out the infrastructure, were headed toward that. All right, let me give you the side question, too. We got great people. Alan West, who, of course, served in Iraq, Colonel Alan West, will be here a little bit later. Scott Presler is running for office. He's getting all kinds of threats around that. There's a twist. I have people on Twitter, Henry, I didn't tell you this, coming after me saying I'm pimping for Alante McCauley.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Where's my pimp hat? Where's my cane?
Get the jacket and everything on.
You know what? These are people who don't like it that he's a newbie and that he's running for state committee. And they've run before they've been on it. Well, that's part of the allure of this guy. He is different. He is breaking out around this. And I think we need more of that. Pimping. You know, I know Twitter's crazy, but don't demean yourself with the pimping stuff.
They're a bunch of keyboard warriors.
Yeah, well, no, one of them is on the state committee.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. Henry and I will discuss an invite there toward that. And if we do on YouTube, I think I went to the costume store in the past. I think I could get them.
That'd be awesome if you go in to the council.
Yes, here. Well, even here on YouTube, the pimp hat and the whole thing.
Right.
Pimping. I'll show it to you, Henry and Kirk. All right, side question, though. Our own Joe of Exton kind of wandered into this on Friday. We're having such fun, and he talked about a masculine purse. I don't know that he won. Somebody else won, I think, but it was pretty funny. And that led us to oxymorons. So today we are looking, and military war actions often are fraught with oxymorons. I'll take off the board the obvious one, jumbo shrimp. but also civil war. Now, we get the two meanings of civil, but it's still an oxymoron. How can you have a war that is civil? All right, that's just touching the surface, the obvious ones. Oh, Henry, I know you've been storing one up. What's yours?
Yes. Yeah, no, I got to jump on this one before the Greeks down in Upper Darby get to it first.
Okay.
And that would obviously be a sophomore. Obviously, your second year in high school or college, you are called a sophomore.
Right.
From the Greek sophos, which means wise,
right,
and moros, which means foolish. So you are a wise fool.
Oh, that's pretty good research on that. Take that, Zenos.
Right.
Drew of Upper Darby.
Beat you to it.
How many more Greeks do we have out there? You know, because these guys claim they invented this, that, and that, or more than any race or ethnic group I've ever seen. Kirk, how about yours?
So I'm going to go I love this question.
Yes.
And this is like the epitome of all of our producers doing producing shows. Controlled chaos.
Yes, it's a great one.
Yeah.
Okay, that is a wonderful one. Yep. All right.
It's home.
Yes.
It's you're
home.
Right. Yes. Yes, sir.
It's 855-839-1210. Hit us on that. And a simple question. As far as we know, the dust has settled a little bit here. Are you on board with this? Now, we're going to talk with our energy guy, Daniel Turner, all weekend. His person was sending me stuff. He's on at 1:30. Talking about how well we're now producing oil and natural gas in the United States, how this will not impact us, but our enemies, it will. And can we stop calling places like China an adversary? They're an enemy to the world. They're an enemy to history. My God. By the way, they're hurting here because that's their oil supply. Putin doesn't have a whole lot to send, given what's going on in Ukraine. So I don't think the Iranians are well suited here. But we are seeing something kind of troubling. Our munitions, our supplies, you know, are we on top of that enough, given how many we gave to Ukraine, et cetera? There's a bit of worryment here. Will we have enough to do what the job is here at this point? Because this is around the clock. All right, 855-839-1210.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. the power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobo-pedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Dom Giordano show. Jump in. Hit us on the side question here, which is hit us with that all-time oxymoron. And again, when you call in, before that, so are you on board as far as where we are now with the action so far? As I said with O'Reilly, there's no doubt in my mind the polling is pretty low on this. And again, I realize why you want to mix in overthrow the dictator's regime change. We didn't say that in Venezuela, though. And O'Reilly said something the others are not saying, but that I thought about. Which is, are we looking to have people there that are still going to be in charge, authoritarian-wise, but are not going to be building missile launchers next generation and are not going to be racing for a nuclear weapon? I think that's a long shot to get said people to do that. Not only that, are Americans going to say, you know, as people are dying in this and the repercussions, terrorism, et cetera, okay, this wasn't about trying to get rid of these crazy mullahs, at least in part. This is about just putting a stable dictators in there. That's a tough transfer, and that's where we are. That's why this is harder than the Venezuelan thing. 855-839-1210. And you got the Charlie Kirk argument being made. I'll play it for you. That, oh, no, you don't go in there. You don't do this in Iran. And you have these disgraceful people, hugely disgraceful, like Tucker Carlson. We played just some of that, his thoughts on this. They're just anti-Israel up and down the line. They want to make it. They're only doing this because of Israel. This is an unending threat, and Trump, to his credit, stops these unending threats. They talk forever. That's all Iran does, and then it continues to race toward a nuclear weapon. They were getting better and better with their missile launchers, and you put those things together. If they ever did get a nuclear weapon, then what do you do? We know what you do. You can't do anything about it then. Look at North Korea. Because if they launch it, can we knock it down? We're not sure. This is what the consequence, and they are much more difficult because of the craziness of their religion. Yet we are seeing, and I put up on Twitter, we have some footage we'll put up a little bit later. We're seeing them around the world suddenly out there in the streets with these signs that are made up, all these organized groups. Now, these feminists, in quotes, are walking for women to have to be diminished and be in burqas, to be enslaved, essentially. Torture, nuclear weapons aimed at us, all because Trump and a little bit the United States on the other side. Now, the president, the main takeaway today is about a 4-week window on this to neutralize this fully. What's the off-ramp, though? That's kind of unclear. And we know how difficult it is. I know Trump did say boots on the ground is on the table. I think he had to say that. If he did that, then I think we're going to see a real breakthrough here as far as potentially a break with President Trump. I don't see it happening around this, though. It doesn't mean people, though, are on board fully with it, in that we've been down this road before with regime change, etc. So I think the point of emphasis on their nuclear capability and even more on their ballistic capability. Now, Stephen Moore, and he's right, was just on Fox making the point, and I've been looking carefully here this morning, that the oil prices have not gone haywire. Daniel Turner will be here, great on energy at 1:30, making a case over the weekend that we've done so well on that front that we are not going to see this huge jump. But our enemies and some of these people in Europe, they may see that. So are you on board at this point? That's what I want to know. And then give me your side. All-time oxymoron, like masculine purse. Joe of Exton the other day calls for it. And there's new ones invented every day. You heard O'Reilly, too, talk about 3 weeks ago. He talked about this with President Trump, and they were trying to get a treaty from them that they'd be able to verify and do all that. The nightmare is waking up, and one day Iran has a nuclear weapon. If that ever happened, you know the consequence of it. And there was great fear they would use it. I mean, they're firing away at Arab countries that they were neutral towards or even vaguely used to be intact with. By the way, this is too good to check out. I believe it's true. Hezbollah then jumped in, declared war again on Israel. And within 10 minutes or under 10 minutes, the leader of Hezbollah was dead. The Israelis hit him. Can you imagine 10 minutes? We're at war with you. Bang, 9.5 minutes later, clock is ticking. He's dead. That's efficiency. All right, let's go to Lance in South Philly on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Lance, good afternoon. Hey, Lance, before you give me your side, are you on board with this?
I am on board to an extent.
Okay.
I'm old enough. I was a child when this happened, but you know, I'm thinking of one thing. I'm thinking of oil and I'm thinking of OPEC.
Right.
When you look at it from that standpoint, yes, our oil prices didn't jump, but other places may jump, and that can affect us in the long run.
All true. I mean, that's why this is so much different than Venezuela. The repercussions of this are so much greater. This is a big, big deal, without a doubt.
And in addition, I think of when I was on board the Jersey, when we went through the Straits of Hormuz, we had to go to general quarters. If you get trapped in there and missiles are raining down on you, Dom, there's nowhere for you to run.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How narrow is it, Lance, for listeners?
It's very narrow. It is very narrow.
Yeah,
you are trapped.
Yeah, isn't it?
You can't shoot them all down.
Right. Isn't it stunning that the world's most precious material, oil, and we have to go through these cockamamie countries and the Straits of Hormuz? It's just never ending.
And if you try to sell around, come from underneath Africa, or go through the Suez Canal, it takes forever. So it's a cat and mouse game. It's chestnut checkers. And then, you know, you may take out this guy, but there are more of these psychopaths just waiting in the wings. They're not going to go away.
Not easily. That's exactly right. What's your side, Lance?
My side is when Joe Biden was the president. It's the living dead.
Okay. I like how you tied it together. It's all in the call. It's not just the oxymoron. It's all in your explanation. Yes. All right. 855-839-1210. You get on board. We're going to talk with the great Colonel Alan West at 2. At 1:30, Daniel Turner, the energy guy we've had on forever. He's got a lot of factoids about why the United States might be cushioned in this, but Lance is right. This is going to be difficult, the oil situation, how it plays out. When you go into this, we've seen it before. I just don't think Trump is about regime change. I think that's put on the front in order to say, well, yeah, we're interested in that. But could we live with a stable government that's authoritarian there as long as they're not coming after us? Wow. All this for that? 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Charlie Gasparino has been on my show several times from Fox. You know about that big merger, Netflix involved, the whole thing, and the rejection of it. It's money, it's politics, but wait until you hear what Charlie Gasparino put in the New York Post. I'll give it to you at 1 o'clock over the weekend about when more conservative Republican senators went to Netflix for this back and forth to help set this up. What they saw in the bathroom is what really turned them off about Netflix saying they weren't going to be woke and they weren't going to be using this bigger platform to be doing more of that. I give that to you at 1 o'clock. DJ found it for me, and it is fitting desserts if this is true and holds up. All right, Robert and Ben Salem, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Dom, Henry, good to talk to you guys
today.
Same
here.
You can count me as on board with this, but there are several reasons. Now, we know that since there are so many schisms over there, i.e. Arab versus Persian, Sunni versus Shiite, we really don't know how it's going to turn out. One day I would love to look at a map and instead of seeing Iran, see the Republic of Persia, because I think people are discounting the Persian aspect to this. They are sick of living under Islamist rule. I've talked to Iranians. No, they don't speak Arabic. They speak Farsi. No, they don't believe in Islam. They believe in Zoroastrianism, which is far older than Islam.
Mm-hmm.
is. And there's cultural things going on there that I think a lot of people don't understand. And I think the odds are in the world's favor as far as normalcy returning to the region. But more importantly, and this is where President Trump is playing chess while other people are playing checkers. You mentioned that China gets a lot of their oil from Venezuela and Iran. The reason for that is because they are paying $50 a barrel because they are agreeing to say to hell with all the sanctions on the oil. They're working around the sanctions, so they're getting a cut rate, much like they did with Joe Biden, sold them 50 million barrels out of our supply for $50 a barrel. Now, their only option is Russia. And I can promise you, Putin is not going to be selling them a cut rate. It is in the Russian Constitution that $50 of every barrel goes to the government. So the companies over there have to do better than $50 a barrel just to turn a profit. So I think that a lot of people don't realize how boxed in China is in. How boxed in China is right now. And I just want to compliment President Trump. Dom, we never thought we'd see this. Once again, another major paradigm getting broken up by this guy. And I can't, we voted for what we voted for, and he's doing that, but he's going above and beyond in ways that I never imagined. And I just think it's amazing, and I'll leave it there.
What's your side, Robert?
My side today, and it's a little controversial, although I'm not a religious guy, you know I'm not a fan of abortion, Dom. And the reason why people don't want to see the video of fetuses being aborted is because they don't have the heart to see the silent scream. And
yeah.
That's my answer.
That
and you
is,
guys have a great day, man.
That is a great one, the silent scream. Yeah, that is a big video. By the way, I'll give you somebody who plays chess, not checkers, that old talk radio saw we hear so much. Our buddy Scott Presler. Presler, Henry, over the weekend sent me this. I think it's 1,756 Farsi-speaking people he's able to identify in Pennsylvania. So immediately, he says some of them are registered as Democrats. He's immediately targeting them to say the Republican Party has your back. We welcome you and evidence of what we're trying to do in Iraq. Now, who else identifies Farsi speakers to try to convert them?
Only him.
Yeah, only him. Only I mean, that's maniacal, but that's what he does. Republican Party ought to learn from this.
I mean, they should.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, no one goes into the weeds like him.
Yeah. Now, if I tell Alante McCauley about Farsi speakers, he'll be on that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but that's in the weeds. Scott's here at 2 o'clock today. He's not running for the assembly. He is going to be running for Beaver County Commissioner. So he would be a commissioner, would get some into all the state sorts of things that are out there. Henry had something for me. I didn't hear that.
No, he's at 2:30 today.
Oh, yeah, 2:30. Right. He's changing time due to Alan West being on it, too. So we'll have that for you. But the guy's amazing, getting a lot of death threats, too, once he announced for that. Heck, Twitter's brutal. Death threats, calling me a pimp over the weekend, saying how many meatballs is Meatball Dom Giordano eating today?
The wow.
Italian stuff, yeah. Pimping, meatballs. What's next?
Sauce and gravy.
Sauce and gravy. 1:30, Daniel Turner. You may remember him. Can he make the case we're not going to see horrific news around all this when it comes to oil? We'll ask him about that at 1:30. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.